of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Karlstrom. That is spelled K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. His website is naturalclimatechange.us. It's a fabulous wealth of information. I recommend that everyone go there, study, and as he said earlier, turn off the TV. Learn what's going on here. What can you tell us about the Earth Charter? Wasn't that something that, in conjunction with the Earth Summit 1 in Stockholm, and they developed, didn't Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, and Maurice Strong develop an Earth Charter that was supposed to be some sort of a declaration of interdependence?
Yes. Well, it's actually the 1992 Earth Summit where this was supposed to be unveiled. I think it came out maybe a year or two later. But he wrote it, yes, with Mikhail Gorbachev, and it's supposed to supplant the Ten Commandments as kind of a religious credo. In other words, we're all going to give our allegiance now to the Earth as the higher supreme being, Gaia, you know, the Mother Earth goddess and all that stuff. And again, there has been an attempt to religionize the environmental movement, and you know, it's phenomenal. I look at my life, and I was a believer in college. I mean, I did a Outward Bound program with a British guy, came and gave us 3 weeks in the wilderness in northern Arizona. And, you know, I loved nature, and the ideology and the facts just kind of fell in line with that worldview. And so that at that point, I mean, I worked with the Sierra Club against new power plants, things like that, because it was going to wreck the air. You know, so I see that side. On the other hand, the industrial lifestyle, requires electricity, you know, for our appliances, for our computers. So, you know, there are different sides. The extreme side, I think, is the religionized version of the Gaia hypothesis. We can talk about that tomorrow. But what this does, especially when you propagandize young children, is it makes them immune to rational debate. It makes them somewhat immune to the facts. And I'm afraid I see this a lot. So somehow or another, either through their own religious beliefs or their own ideology, people need to get a distance from this huge environment as religion. I think Michael Crichton wrote a great little book about this, or essay called Environmentalism as Religion. He gave it at the Commonwealth Club several years ago. And you can Google it, Environmentalism as Religion. He nails it on the head, and he talks, you can get him on YouTube talking to college students. Obviously, these college students believe in environmentalism as religion. you know, so it's very, very difficult to talk facts. But if they're coming from a different point of view, then perhaps, you know, the scientific perspective should ultimately prevail in a rational mind. But how many minds are capable of looking at things, you know, from a distance, dispassionately, and coming up with a conclusion based on the evidence? This is a way of thinking that requires training, and discipline, and not all scientists do it either. So this is a big problem we have.
Right. And, of course, science isn't stressed as much as it used to be. Now, do you, we have to go to a three-minute break, but do you see the nuclear disasters as being a part of the of trying to get people to give up some of this industrialization? Do you see that as a part of that? And we'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we can talk about that. Be right back.
Okay.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His website is naturalclimatechange.us. So would the elite use nuclear disasters to persuade people to accept their views and forfeit some power and energy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Deanna, because it segues into the issue of geoengineering in all likelihood. But before we leave global warming, let me just give you a quote by Voltaire, who was one of them, quote-unquote. He said, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." And I would suggest that the ruling elite rules through lies, frauds, and propaganda. And the sooner people start seeing through these lies, the sooner people will be able to have an influence in their government again and then in their lives. There is a network of lies, and you know, we can go on and on about the different ones. Now let's go to the nuclear issue and Fukushima. Well, it's possible and quite possible that that earthquake, which was one of the largest ever recorded, it was man-made rather than natural. As likewise, the Banda Aceh tsunami of the Christmas Day of 2005. Likewise, the huge earthquake down in Chile, also 8-point, one of the largest ever. Also, quite possible, the one in Haiti. It's also mm-hmm. quite possible that the Joplin tornadoes were man-made. It's also quite possible that the Hurricane Katrina was steered. We have the technology now with HAARP, high high-frequency active auroral research program to send, which is an array of antennas, about 320 of them up in Alaska, which as an array can beam extremely low-frequency radio waves up into the ionosphere and bounce them back down anywhere on the planet, applying billions of watts of energy into the atmosphere, into the upper atmosphere. Ionosphere is up 60 miles, 50 miles, and come down anywhere. It doesn't take much energy to cause an earthquake because you already have an unstable system where there's a, the plates have been moving and the surface rocks are kind of locked together by friction. Add a little energy, the plates have been moving underneath the surface, and boom, you've got an earthquake. How do you steer a hurricane? Well, you beam that energy down adjacent to the hurricane, and you can guide it, as you can guide the jet stream, as you can guide the vapor rivers in the atmosphere, which are these huge streams of water vapor, only discovered in 1993 by looking at satellite imagery. About five in the northern hemisphere, five in the southern hemisphere, which actually carry as much water as the Amazon River, and which, of course, bring rain and clouds. Well, it's possible now with HARP technology to create drought, extended drought, and floods. And it could be that the extreme spate of tornadoes that we've seen recently are not natural. And I am coming to that conclusion myself. I've looked at the sky for a long time. I've got lots of pictures from when I was hiking and climbing back in the 70s, and the clouds don't look the same anymore. Now we have these artificial clouds, sometimes called chemtrails, sometimes called persistent contrails by Rosalind Peterson out of CaliforniaSkyWatch.org, and also by NASA. And NASA, by the way, admits, although the Air Force says the whole chemtrails thing is a hoax, there are thousands, probably millions of photos on the Internet to show that the spraying is occurring often in a grid pattern and that it's often up at the top of the troposphere and the stratosphere. Particulates are being sprayed, sulfates, sulfur dioxide, aluminum oxides, barium, titanium, metallic oxides that have a number of effects. But one of the effects is they spread out. And these things, unlike a regular vapor trail from a jet, which dissipates within 15 seconds, these can last for 24 hours. And if you get a network of these things, which they always spray before a front comes in, you get an artificial high cloud, a kind of an artificial cirrus type of cloud, which covers the sky from horizon to horizon, like we have here in the San Luis Valley today as a result of the spraying on Tuesday. Tuesday morning, I was driving across the valley at 8:30, coming from Del Norte back to my home in Crestone, and it was a clear blue sky. We used to have clear blue sky all the time.
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
The majority of days were clear blue sky. And then by 8:15, I could see, maybe 10 or 20 persisting jet contrails or chemtrails. By 10 o'clock, pretty much you could see maybe 100 of these sprayed lines in the sky. And then by 11, the whole valley is covered with an artificial haze. Now, this blocks the sunlight. This is, in fact, part of what they call geoengineering, weather modification, weather warfare. It's been going on for many, many years. However, again, the government treats us like children, and we are told at the 2009 Global Warming Summit, International UN Summit in Denmark, that the nations couldn't agree on Plan A, which is to reduce carbon dioxide. So in order to, quote, fix the climate, which is now broken in their scenario, which, again, we've just shown is a big lie, in order to fix the climate, they're going to have to look at geoengineering alternatives. Well, that's disingenuous as well. They've been working on geoengineering technologies for 60 or 70 years. The Brit- British government was the first to put chaff in the air over Germany. These little strips of aluminum would block radar, so the Germans could not see the Royal Air Force come in and bomb the smithereens out of their towns. So that was the first use of weather warfare, adding things to the atmosphere to give a strategic advantage on the battlefield. 1942, I believe. Then 1953, again the British Air Force conducted a secret operation called Operation Cumulus, in which they seeded the clouds over Western England, and something like 90 million tons of water fell over a town of Devon, I believe, and killed 116 people, if I can remember the numbers. But anyway, yeah, so again, what you see there is experimenting on your own population, learning the tricks of weather warfare. Operation Popeye, well documented, occurred in the Vietnam War, where they tried to create so much rain over the Ho Chi Minh Trail that this would stop all supply lines, and they had some success. They made it pretty muddy. But it's considered the first real success in battle. But that's the tip of the iceberg. And in my PowerPoint, Man-Made Climate Change in the Skies, or Playing God with the Atmosphere and the Earth, on my website, I give the history of geoengineering, weather modification, weather warfare at a kind of a introductory level. And again, I invite people to please print it, read it, know it. This is secret technology. This is stuff that people don't know. It uses Tesla technology. Tesla was a genius 100 years ahead of his time, but his discoveries are being used with HAARP, and that's owned by and run by the Air Force, the Navy, obviously for military purposes, as well as Raytheon and maybe one or two universities. So anyway, going back to the story of the Kyoto Protocol or the Denmark Conference, where they're trying to get the Kyoto Protocol ratified to reduce our use of fossil fuels to, quote, fix the climate. They didn't succeed. So the conclusion was, well, we better look at geoengineering. And John Holdren, who is our science czar and the science advisor to Obama, said geoengineering, or Plan B, has got to be looked at. We don't have the option of taking any approach off the table. He also said, he compared global warming to, quote, being in a car with bad brakes driving toward a cliff in the fog. Okay, so this is a physicist who doesn't know squat about climate, evidently, or else he's part of the big lie. I would suggest it's the second. I would suggest these guys know full well that global warming is a fraud and that it's an excuse. But if we look at Holdren and his pedigree, we see in 1973 he wrote a book with Paul and Ann Ehrlich called Ecosystems, and he calls for compulsory population control measures, including forced abortion, mass sterilization, and implementation of a, quote, planetary regime to control the global economy, natural resources, and population. Quote, the first step necessarily involves partial surrender of sovereignty to an international organization. Okay, so again, there's an ideology. The ideology is people are bad. We have to reduce the numbers. We have a terrible overpopulation problem, and we got to get rid of them. So how are you going to do that? Well, deindustrialization would do it. Since our agriculture system is based on fossil fuels, people wouldn't be able to eat. But much more sinister is the potential for geoengineering. And when I say geoengineering, I guess we can break it down to zapping with electromagnetic radiation and spraying with
plane. My. Okay, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Eric Carlstrom.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His website is naturalclimatechange.us. We do have some callers lining up. Why don't you finish what you were talking about right before we went to the break, and then we'll take a call.
Well, I would just say that, you know, it's very clever, the juxtaposition of these two issues of so-called man-caused global warming and geoengineering. For a while, we were told that the 1 degree approximately Fahrenheit warming of the 20th century was unprecedented and catastrophic. Well, anybody who knows anything about earth science knows that's not correct. There's lots of examples where you get more rapid change than that. But that was the propaganda. And then when it became clear since 1998 that we've actually been cooling, probably on a 30-year cycle that has more to do with the sun and the ocean, then the terminology shifted to climate change. And more recently, the PR word is climate disruption. Well, with geoengineering, they probably are disrupting the climate. So in a sense, yes, it is man-caused, but it's caused by not you and I driving our vehicles. It's caused by a consortium of international governments and militaries and private interests. Bill Gates has actually spent $6 or $7 million on whitening the clouds. Presumably, he's going to unilaterally save the environment. Well, Bill Gates doesn't know anything about climate, but he's probably an ideologue who, like Ted Turner, believes that the human population needs to be radically reduced. So,
well, yes, he says that about vaccines, that they're going to use vaccines to reduce the population.
Yeah, so this is the ideology of the ruling elite, always has been since Malthus and before. They don't want to share. And they don't like democracy. And they probably don't like your show, Deanna. And they probably don't like my website, you know. But meanwhile,
sure.
The Constitution says that this country belongs to the citizens. And I think we need to act that way.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Let's take Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna, and hello to your guest. I was forwarded a link to an article on NASA.gov concerning a March mission that they had to study the jet stream of the upper atmosphere. In order to do this, they launched 5 rockets within 20 minutes. These rockets would then release a chemical tracer in the air. The chemical is called trimethyl aluminum. It forms milky white clouds that allows those on the ground to see the winds in space and track them with cameras. Now, I'm reading this directly from NASA's article on this particular mission. And they're definitely not bashful about saying they're doing it in the upper atmosphere, but apparently the lower atmosphere being more taboo, we can't get straight answers. That was just a side note. My real thought is a question for the doctor. Are you a uniformitarian? And I know you know what that means, and it's not derogatory.
Well, uniformitarianism, yeah. Is that your question?
Yes.
Yeah, uniformitarianism, of course, is the theory of the Earth development by Professor James Hutton back in the 1700s in Scotland, saying that the Earth changes slowly over extremely long periods of time. And that's as opposed to the catastrophism kind of worldview or school of thought, which says that the Earth changes very rapidly during cataclysmic events. And, you know, and of course, catastrophism was more suited to the biblical explanation of a very young Earth. But, yeah, I would put them both together. I'd say, you know, sometimes change is resulting from these major events like a meteor impact, you know, that it might wipe out the dinosaurs. That's the present theory. And, you know, it does seem that major events have a big influence, but also minor events or just routine events. So I guess I'd say I'm both a uniformitarian and a catastrophist. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring it up is I've just finished a series of books by Emmanuel Velikovsky.
Yeah.
And ironically, he is a Jew and not Orthodox and not and his research was not intended to propound the supernatural, but to simply research those records of antiquity from eyewitnesses who observed the cataclysms and their descendants survived. And I was wondering if you were aware of his work, and I know of no other who would epitomize the catastrophe geology frame of reference than him. And I was wondering if you were familiar with his writings, because I found them very, 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 very compelling.
Okay. Well, I think your question is a bit off topic, but let me just say, Worlds in Collision is one of his famous works. He's a kind of a science writer. I would not call him really much of a scientist. I would not throw it into our current debate because I don't think it's really germane. So if we could get on, Deanna, with our topic.
All righty. We'll do that after we have a 3-minute break, so stay tuned. Be back in 3 minutes. Thank you, Rodney, for your phone call. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His website is naturalclimatechange.us. You know, doctor, I had a gentleman on the program, maybe 3 or 4 times. His name is B. Billy Mars. He's a geologist, and he claims, and I think he has something, he's onto something here, that the elite set deliberate fires in oil-rich states to produce the Dust Bowl and to get rid of a lot of the farmers there. And what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I just moved back to Colorado from the Central Valley of California, where there used to be, anyway, a big old billboard that said, close to L.A., that Congress caused the Dust Bowl.
Oh.
And I really don't know, you know. And I've always wondered what the person who wrote that or put that sign up, what their take was and how Congress did it. But I think it's quite possible that that there was kind of a land grab going on because, of course, the Homestead Act of 1902 allowed people to homestead and get, 40, 80-acre parcels
60,
from the government.
Yeah.
And it perpetuated the Jeffersonian ideal of a agricultural basis for the, you know, the small farmer and for the country. And, of course, that kind of was blown away with the Dust Bowl. So I can't claim any knowledge. The other guy probably knows more.
Okay, just a thought. All righty. Well, it kind of coincides with your information about...
It could be, and it's an interesting possibility. If we could kind of move on, hopefully,
sure.
To the last paper that that we're going to try to discuss here. It's also on the website. It's called Green Global Dictatorship, Regional Governance, UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and the Wildland Project. Let me just start with a couple quotes. Joan Vion, who you may know from the women's group, wrote a book called Sustainable Development, Agenda 21 in Prince Charles in 2004, in which she says, sustainable development has continued to evolve as that of protecting the world's resources while its true agenda is to control the world's resources. And then the on the website of Freedom21SantaCruz.net, in their article Transforming America, Sustainable Development, there's a quote saying, sustainable development has three components, global land use, global education, and global population control and reduction. The international focus for sustainable development is the United States. This is because America is the only country in the world based on the ideals of private property. Private property is incompatible with the collectivist premise of sustainable development. Sustainable development works to abolish private property in order to manipulate natural resource shortages and other alarms, often concocted, perhaps like the Dust Bowl, in order to facilitate governmental control over all resources and ultimately all human action. So-called public-private partnerships are the major tool to accomplish this objective. So the purpose of sustainable development, they say, is to create a government-controlled society. And that's a trap door to the black hole of tyranny, blah, blah, blah. So, and of course, you've probably heard of the Wildlands Project of the Rio Earth Summit 1992. This was going to be voted on by Congress in 1992 as the biodiversity, what's the term they use, treaty, biodiversity, congress or conference. This was proposed, but at the last minute, a forester PhD by the name of Dr. Michael Kaufman went to Congress with a bunch of maps showing that Reed Noss and all these other biologists who wanted to preserve the elk and the bear and the deer and the bio, you know, the biosphere, were proposing that 50% of America be locked up and excluded to Americans, that is to say, having the farmers and the foresters and the people driven off that 50%, and then concentrated in human habitat settlements, which is another topic the UN has been pursuing since their 1976 international conference on that topic, Habitat One. Joan Vion is an expert on all this stuff, although recently she died. The Wildlands Project, written by a wildlife biologist named Reed Noss and others, you know, they're probably sincere scientists, but obviously they don't care much about human beings, and they don't care anything about private property. They are ideologues who believe that in order to save nature, we have to get rid of the people. And so this fit well into the agenda of the ruling elite. So it was adopted by the UN, Rio Earth Summit in their biodiversity treaty. It was not passed, again, largely thanks to the fairly heroic efforts of Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's got some excellent DVDs, by the way, on global warming and these issues. I think his website is sovereigntyinternational.com. These are kind of land use issues. Now, you put that together, of course, with the spraying and the zapping. I'd say Americans better start looking at the sky and try to figure out the big picture here.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so obvious. I mean, you know, it's really obvious. All you have to do is look up. And people should, but they don't do that. You know, people are, I don't know, they're distracted or busy, or they think it's, caused by a plane. And even if you call somebody in the area, you know, like the, you know, the your city or your local government, say, what are you doing up there in the air? You know, they'll say, oh, it's just, from the planes. And I think that maybe some of these people really do believe that that's what it is from.
Yeah, I've got a bumper sticker recently that said, denial is a river in Egypt and a flood in the United States. So here's what Dr. Reed Noss said in 1992. That's the Rio Earth Summit date. At least half of the land area of the 48 coterminous states should be encompassed in core wilderness reserves and inner corridor zones essentially extensions of core reserves within the next few decades. Half of a region in wilderness is a reasonable guess of what it will take to restore viable populations of large carnivores and natural disturbance regimes, assuming that most of the other 50% is managed intelligently as buffer zones. Eventually, a wilderness network would dominate a region with human habitation being the islands. The native ecosystem and the collective needs of non-human species must take precedence over the needs and desires of humans. I mean, how does that fit with the Constitution, which says that the United States belongs to its citizens? Here's what Nas later said. I would offer a more ambitious long-term goal pending human population reduction, that at least 95% of a region be managed as wilderness and the surrounding multiple-use methods. So basically, it'd be people locked up in these tiny little habitat zones in very overcrowded conditions, not able to have the benefit of much energy, and the nature would be, it'd be like a cage, and the nature would be looking in. So you'd have the wildlife looking in at the people. This is the, this is a zealous scientist whose agenda seems to dovetail nicely with the Georgia Guidestones and the Marie Strongs and the Ted Turners of the world, who are all billionaires and don't want to have to share it all.
Right. Now, you have a map here in conjunction with this article, and it's, all those spaces that they are trying to make wildlife preserves or these, what do you call them, designated wild lands?
Yeah, core reserves and corridors, and how that plays out is the United Nations steps in and takes a kind of co-management of many of our national parks in what they call biosphere reserves.
And that's already happened.
Oh, that's already happened. That's already happened. Like, I'm just north of the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve. That's a biosphere reserve, also called a World Heritage Site. The Grand Canyon, Great Smoky Mountains, Glacier Park, Glacier Bay, Mesa Verde, Olympic National Park, Rocky Mountain National Park, Sequoia, Kings Canyon, Yellowstone, all the best ones, Yosemite National Park, some of the most spectacular areas. These are all now biosphere reserves, co-managed and co-managed by the United Nations. And then the other thing, and that's, of course, through UNESCO, all these UN organizations that go back to the formation of the UN in 1946. So, and in fact, these biosphere reserves, these UNESCO World Heritage Sites, are all over the world. They've taken the best spots, like Rome. All these extremely important historical areas, not just beautiful natural areas, well, that's what the United States has. But then the other thing that's happening is the encroachment of national heritage sites. And these are being designated, I think now there's 36 or 37 or 38 of them, and these are often tracts of land which are actually much larger than the national parks, although they are administered by the national parks as well. I'm sitting here in Crestone, Colorado. What used to be the Arizona Land and Cattle Corporation, the old Spanish land grant, over the aquifer in the San Luis Valley, is now the Baca National Wildlife Refuge, which, of course, is owned and run now by the government. That adjoins the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve, which, of course, is also administered by the Park Service. Well, one is Fish and Wildlife, the other is Park Service, but they're connected. And now, just as of 2009, from the Great Sand Dunes all the way down to the border of New Mexico, we have the newly designated Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area, which is over 3,000 acres, 3,250-some acres, or not acres, miles, 3,254 square miles, a huge chunk of central southern Colorado. And that adjoins now with the northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area, which is going from the New Mexico border down through Taos and Santa Fe and even down all the way to Albuquerque, which includes more than 10,000 square miles. So we're talking about, put those two together, you have over 13,000 square miles now administered again under these new terms. And the people who actually maybe are trying to farm or live in the places now all of a sudden have a new administrative overseer, you might say, which now has to conform to UNESCO and other UN guidelines. So it's kind of incremental, just kind of moving in, taking the best spots, and bureaucratically wresting the controls to various extents from the locals.
Right, right. Yeah, I did a little bit of a research with the on the ranchers in Colorado and how they basically came in and stripped them of their land, and there's still some ranchers there that are fighting this, but it's all part of this project, this program.
Yeah, now let me go back to the San Luis Valley here where I live. This is at a valley at 7,000 feet, grows a lot of potatoes and barleys. It's the highest agricultural valley in North America. We have a lot of farmers, of course, and they pump water up from the huge aquifer. We've had an extended drought here. Well, is it possible that this extended drought is man-made and not from you driving your car or not from me driving my car, but from weather modification, geoengineering, weather warfare? Yes, it's entirely possible, and I think probably that's the case. Now, what would be the payoff to the world's elite if the farmers in this valley went bankrupt and had to sell off their land? Well, you've already got, in my little county of Sawatch, I think public land is like 75% of all the land here. The few farmers that are hanging on are having a hard time. Well, it's easy to see where it's going. It's going towards concentration of land resources and the underlying wealth of the minerals in the water to the government and to the people that run the government, more importantly. And the individual farmer then is just like the Dust Bowl, unable to make it economically, and therefore that land then becomes available to the super-rich or the elite.
Right. Well, that happened in December 2006, where there were two back-to-back blizzards that caused snowdrifts as high as 10 to 18 feet, and people in that area in southeastern Colorado lost about $500 million, and they lost, you know, maybe 15,000 head of cattle from, you know, just from the snow, from starvation and exposure. And that's pretty bad stuff. And I'm sure that was caused by, you know, by HARP or something like that. Certainly weather modification, because it was a record.
Right. Well, again, the concerted effort to spray the world with these quote unquote chemtrails goes back decades, at least two decades. It's sometimes called Project Cloverleaf. We're talking about the whole world that is being sprayed. And there are other theories as to the end game and the ultimate objective that suggest that there may be a link with nanotechnology, smart clouds, and this thing called Morgellons disease, which many people around the world are suffering from, that seems to be associated with the spraying. Now, you know, you can handle the truth. Well, here it gets very scary. I'm not going to go into it too much except to say that there are people out there who are speculating, postulating, hypothesizing that the end game for the ruling elite is to actually change evolution, change human beings, so that we are kind of man-machine cyborgs with a silicon base rather than a carbon base, and that our bodily functions could be taken over by this nanotechnology, and then some individuals who are deemed worthy, presumably the ruling elite, could then live forever. The rest of us would be mind-controlled robots and slaves. So that gets spooky, and I don't want to go into it any more than that. But let me read a little bit from a 2000 article to show you that this has longevity, by Mike Blair, called "Chemtrails," said part of top secret military maneuvers over the United States. It says strange vapor-like trails or chemtrails. Again, this is 12 years ago. The strange vapor-like trails or chemtrails from jets flying high above much of the nation and elsewhere in the world, are part of a massive top-secret military research and development project possibly linked to the United Nations, researchers have concluded. So what they did, this group, about a dozen researchers back in the late 90s, spent more than a year, mostly in secret, studying the chemtrails. They included experts in electronics, communications, environmental engineering, medicine, biomedical research, chemistry, governmental and political affairs, and military theory and technology, as well as veterans of the CIA and the top secret NSA, National Security Agency. So, you know, not everybody's involved with this. There's a lot of citizens who are out of the loop, who are wondering what's going on. And here's how the article
Doctor, could you hold that thought? We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and he's going to be back with us tomorrow. His website is naturalclimatechange.us. And what are some of the agencies that are involved in these these operations?
In what?
In these operations, this climate.
Well, it's super secret, and again, in the year 2000, they had this really top-notch team study this to try to figure out what's going on. This is by Mike Blair, 2000. Chemtrails said part of top-secret military maneuvers over America. Again, the Air Force denies this and says that chemtrails is a hoax. But here's what the group concluded in 2000. One of the key aims of the studies and experiments is the military objective to, quote, to control rain, drought, storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and weather patterns generally, a researcher explained. Precipitation suppression and enhancement are strategies being refined specifically for implementation in the conduct of future wars. And then it says, the group said that armies may eventually become obsolete because of new computerized, quote, virtual warfare technology, which is being developed, refined, and actually applied. So, and of course, environmental warfare has been outlawed by the UN in 1977 and in 2010. But that doesn't stop. The United States never signed on to that. At the end of this article, says he said he believes this was done under the direction of a globalist entity, probably the United Nations or a, quote, subgroup that remains in the shadows and beyond public exposure, at least for now. So we really started with the UN. We came back to the UN. Joan Vion points out the UN is largely controlled by the UK and the US. UK has, in effect, 53 voting members. All its former colonies are obliged. They're now Commonwealth countries. They're obliged to vote with the UK. So, you know, it's 53 votes for them and one for everybody else. So, you know, the UN is supposed to be the prototypical global government, which would then go along with, you know, losing sovereignty for all the nations, including the United States.
Amazing. And we are running out of time. I hope that our listeners will look at all of the articles and things that you have on the left side of your website, particularly the geoengineering and weather modification. There are many, many articles. You just have a wealth of information here. It's just very, very impressive.
Well, thank you. And I put that together for my human ecology and my climatology classes and using things that I was, you know, using in those classes. There's a number of my students have PowerPoint presentations on there as well that come from their assignments. So it's not all mine, although most of it is. And I have to also acknowledge that my father, Thor Carlstrom, was a research geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey for most of his career. And his focus was climate cycle. And he was documenting the importance of natural climate cycles back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And I think he did an extraordinary job. And, of course, it got me hooked a little bit on the topic.
Certainly.
Some of his figures are on my website. I haven't really written up much text to go with it. He tends to be... well, I have, that's, you know, a project for someday.
Sure.
But what you see
doctor,
is,
we have run out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Deanna. Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.